A human resources specialist says companies should keep skilled staff securely employed. Richard Detman has Money News next.
Money News at 26 and 56 on News 1130
with Richard Detman.
If a company has a human resources department at all, its HR people have a good view of its strengths and weaknesses. A group representing more than 900 HR practitioners in this region has surveyed its members with an eye to 2014. And Christian Codrington with the BC Human Resources Management Association indicates the skills gap remains a front burner issue.
Richard, we have a couple of issues with the skills gap. One, we have a geographic mobility. We have a lot of people with a lot of talent in certain areas of the province that aren't meeting the needs of other areas of the province. And in fact, many of those are being relocated to other provinces entirely, for example, Alberta.
And the other issue is simply money. Codrington says about one-third of HR people surveyed say restructuring has added to their duties.
Our membership is saying that for the last number of years, restructuring has simply become a way of doing business for them, which is a challenge for many as we're looking to try and attract people at the same time. So there's a sense of trepidation around the longevity of much employment for many people. So it is a challenge when we're saying, let's try and get the best labor we can. At the same time, we're seeing trends around increasingly moving towards downsizing to deal with drastic swings in the economy.
Is professional HR advice for company owners and managers?
Today's economy is really going to require people to really tuck their employees in, invest in them, and try and develop them, because the challenges around the numbers to meet those needs are going to be challenging. Investing in your people, trying to keep them securely employed for longer periods of time is going to probably be in the best interests of many employers in British Columbia.
Christian Codrington with the BC Human Resources Management Association. I'm Richard Detman. Money News at 26 and 56, or online anytime at news1130.com.